Saga Egmont presents Secrets and Lies by Stephanie Hart. Read by Eva Filer and Daniel Kofi Osei. For my son, James, thank you for the endless cups of coffee and delicious meals you made while I wrote this book. You are a fantastic cook and a force to be reckoned with in the kitchen. Long may that continue. Chapter 1. Ella. November. To set the scene for a relaxing evening, I'd lit the candles at the end of the enormous high-tech tub and poured myself a large glass of wine. After letting my pale pink dressing gown drop to the floor, I hit the button to switch on the whirlpool and climbed into the bath full of scented bubbles. This is the life, I thought, as I wallowed in the warm water with my eyes closed, listening to the soothing music I'd added to a playlist on my phone, imagining I was in a luxury spa. After a couple of minutes, I opened my eyes and reached for my drink. The ice-cold liquid ran down my throat, and I looked around the room, which was bathed in a soft glow. Taking in a deep breath, I allowed my mind to drift, while watching the flickering flames dance and cast shadows on the marble tiles. Eventually, I glanced down at the skin on my shriveled fingers. I'd been soaking for almost an hour, so I reluctantly pulled out the plug before I turned into a prune. I wrapped a fluffy bath sheet around myself, picked up my half-drunk glass of wine, and headed into the living area. I was standing in front of the full-length sliding doors, sipping my Pinot Grigio rosé, when something caught my eye. My heart pounded, and my relaxed state of mind disappeared in an instant. I willed myself not to panic, but I was alone in the house, and I'd always been scared of the dark. With shaking fingers, I reached behind me and put my glass down on the coffee table. Wrapping my arms around myself, I peered into the darkness. Maybe I'd just imagined things. The security lights hadn't come on, and they would have illuminated the garden if a prowler or burglar had triggered them, wouldn't they? For a split second, I thought about phoning my dad, but then decided against it. I didn't want to worry him, and it was 1 o'clock in the morning, far too late to call somebody. I wasn't sure he'd appreciate being woken up in the early hours of the morning, as we were barely on speaking terms. But running to him for help was a hard habit to break. Before Connor had come into my life, my dad had been my protector and my go-to person if something scared me. I let out a deep breath and forced myself to find a plausible explanation. Given that the lights weren't on, the most likely thing that could have happened was that a neighbour's cat or possibly a nocturnal creature of some sort was out on a hunting expedition. London was overrun with foxes, badgers, and hedgehogs. I went to bed, but woke up at 4 o'clock when I heard noises outside. And this time, I could see the light was on. My pulse pounded against my neck as I pulled the quilt around my chest, then backed myself into the headboard. I was considering calling the police when the light went out. Relief washed over me, but it was short-lived. I knew I wasn't going to be able to go back to sleep, so I walked down the stairs and into the kitchen. While I was making a cup of tea, I craned my neck so that I could see out into the garden. Daylight wasn't starting to creep through yet. At first, I saw nothing. Then my blood ran cold. I saw the silhouette of a hooded man outside the window before he disappeared into the shadows. I ran from room to room, switching on all the lights until the house was lit up so brightly it could have been visible from outer space. I stayed at the front of the house to keep myself out of sight, but I was surrounded by glass, and that made me feel incredibly vulnerable, like I was on display in a shop window. Everything had gone quiet, apart from the sound of my ragged breath. I stood where I was, frozen to the spot, trying not to make a sound so that I didn't have to confront the situation on the other side of the door. It seemed like an eternity, but in reality, it was probably no longer than a matter of minutes. As the seconds ticked by, I wondered if I'd imagined the whole thing. Then I heard the man climb over the gate, and his heavy footsteps echoed into the distance.